Why are you stopping? You're in some kind of fucking SUV. These bumps in the road should not be... What the fuck are you doing, man? Hey, you guys like techno? You're shitting dark techno. You should probably see a doctor or a DJ. I eat, breathe, and shit water. Wait. rep the water, respect the water. Reverse osmosis thugs. Rise above rogue instances, says the sign, says the entire side of this bus. What? But I like rogue instances. Known to connect to a rogue instance now and then. Now I'm sitting here looking at this billboard that we were talking about yesterday with the guy that says, "Bugs challenge the systems, I challenge myself," about hacking for a better world. And I'm right next to this bus that says, "Rise above rogue instances." And it just kind of happened, didn't it? Like, the world got, like, the people are oppressed. It's just like all the good cyberpunk fiction, a lot of things suck. Sec that the on foot cop was gonna hop on the back of the bike and wrap his arms and legs around the other guy. I got all excited, but no. It's not how it went down. Donut shop right here is open. And I should just, what if I just got donuts? What if just on my way home I pulled in? They got their own parking lot. It'd be very easy to pull in here and just get donuts at the end of the day. Cyberpunk thing I've seen so far today, this billboard for hummus? No. Bitchin' sauce. that light was barely green. I got fucked. I got fucked. Ooh, I hope this has the shop music on it. Why did that cut off? Oh well. Tango is intense. I guess it's the last track on Volume 1. I guess that means it's probably time to get into Volume 2. You know, maybe we hold off. Maybe we hold off on volume 2 for a bit. Instead of we get into this. Oh, cool, more Sega music. Great. Gotta go fast, gotta go fast, gotta get down and do a little dash. Can't hold me down, can't slow me down. Gotta go fast, gotta go fast, gotta get up and do the dash. Can't hold me down, can't slow me down. Cause I was born to run, I was born to run. Yeah, this is Born in the USA Part 2.
Presents Foolproof by Jennifer Blackwood, narrated by Addison Spear and Stephen Dexter. Chapter 1. Jules. Good. Giving a guy a heart attack from your wardrobe choice. Bad. Guy having a literal heart attack. The worst part? My killer outfit wasn't even cute, and it definitely wasn't a guy I was trying to impress. Nope. Instead, I stood in my baggy green Office Jacks shirt, hovered over my middle-aged coworker as he clutched his chest, beads of sweat pouring down his red face. I scanned the service floor for Jack, the owner of Office Jacks. The store was empty, no one around to help Mike, except me. And for a pre-med student... I'm a mom.
My favorite band, Hot and Sexy. I like Hot better than Sexy. Hot plays lead guitar and just really shreds it up. Sexy on the drums. you know, no slouch for sure on the tubs, but.
As the internet, although the two are not the same thing. The internet is a huge network of networks that links computers together all over the world using a range of wires and wireless technologies. The World Wide Web is a collection of linked pages that are accessed during the internet and a web browser. Bet you didn't know that, wise guy. English physicist Sim Tur. Sir Tim Berners-Lee is regarded as having invented the World Wide Web in 1989. Nice try, Al Gore. Since then, he has continued the development of web standards and other web-related projects. We do know that Al Gore created the Man Bear Pig, and we give him credit for that. Almost hard to laugh at that one, can't even hardly breathe. Anyway, web addresses such as the one you visit every day are known by the term Uniform Resource Locator, or a URL. The domain name system of the internet includes top-level domains, such as .com, .info, .net, etc.
I feel like this is like the opposite of ASMR.
Lots of info here. You just got smarter with a fun fact computer.
On that building. He's pissing on a window of a Walgreens. That's bold. Every day I wake with a blueberry, I can go go to that new shit they call Earthquake. Help me make it through my worst days, holidays and birthdays. If I'm down and out and I'm hurting, I know one thing is for certain. I can roll it up in a cigarillo, pack it up in a pipe. I can smoke it up with my nigga rolls and my girl ain't acting right. But if she's cooling, she's chilling, I'd rather smoke with her. In the bed or watching a movie, you know what's next to her cup. And when I call Mary Jane, she get mad again. Pull out a blunt and once again, now we can laugh again. I'm loving to smoke it, I'm loving to smoke it. I got to get out till the day I die, till the day I die, even on. Infinite amount of a music that sounds like that out
spiritual sweat
there.
And strife. Something tells me he's practicing restraint because he has fire from heaven in his back pocket.
What?
The fight is not so much about his providence. He wars through every doubt I cast with unflinching resolve. I ask for time, and he returns when I am ready. A smile on his face reminds me that he personifies tsunami as I race toward the crest. He dares me and augments the battle because I am his warrior son, striving, straining, crying out, and I am growing stronger with every move.
Okay, okay.
Because this exhibition is the prelude of holiness.
What? Selective with it. There's a lot of it.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. In the vision, blood was planted in my brain. Still.
Smurfy for my love, to Smurfy for my love. We love Smurfs, believe me.
Hang on a minute.
Japan.
feel good. I still feel bad. think there's something really fascinating about modern country music, because it seems so confused and so conflicted about what it is and what it really, where its influences are coming from these days. And when you think about kind of some, a lot of the stereotypes about the audience for country music, your Kurt Hennig-esque fucking rap is crap type people, and then you listen to it and just think, like, why are all these buffoons making really bad hip-hop? Why? Why are you doing that? I mean, I get it. Like, it's a very influential form of music. But then it's, like, got all of this, like, light club production, or, like, just this vaguely trap-like elements, and you're like, what? Yes, the whitewashing sign is on and blinking, and it's like smoldering, it's about to burst into flames, and it's so fucking crazy. Well, I fucking hate that rap music, man, but this is good. Like, what the fuck is... Whoa! B-Dub, Buck Wild Saturday Night, motherfucker! Like that? Yeah. Yeah. Killing in the name of... The whole thing. It's the most utterly conflicted music on the planet. Maybe ever. Some of those that work forces are the same. Burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same. The burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same. The burn crosses. It's nice to finally have a version of this song that really gets to the heart of it, you know, that really, I think, just speaks to the message in such a direct way, even more so than the original song, you know?
jerk off do you think I am? What kind of jerk off do you think I am? A blue one, or a green one, or a yellow one with spots? A tall one, or a small one?
Ronnie, what are you doing with the Fogmaster 5000? Okay, I put in some calls.
No, I'm not worried about that. I just...
What?
I can't fight this feeling any longer.
And hat when I came in, I hung it on the rack. And I'll have a hat when I go out or break somebody's back. I'm a decent man, I am, and I don't want to shout. But I had a hat when I came in, and I'll have a hat when I go out. Casey wore his brand new hat to Murphy's Wake last night. Someone stole his hat, and boys, it started up a fight. Casey smashed the furniture, the radio as well. He nearly woke the horns up when he began to yell. Oh, I had a hat when I came in, and I hung it on the rack. And I'll have a hat when I go out, and I'll break somebody's back. I'm a decent man, I am, but I don't want to shout. But I had a hat when I came in, and I had a hat when I go out. Casey kept on shouting, boy.
Get back, yeah, here we go. Don't be mad, dude. you're traveling on a rocky road. Let it be known, man, you don't play no games. Burning like flames, I'm thinking what it takes in name. Cause I shall not mess with or...
I can help depression.
Education vids made me a grad, and YouTube's free.
Wait for the ad. Anywhere you
can
further, I can reach double as far as you can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Yes, he can.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can. Vine stars are bratty. Go back to mom and daddy.
You should put disclaimers on the YouTube gamers.
I hear you only last 6 seconds long. What? The girls complain.
It's enough for your mom. Anything you can do, I can loop better.
Everything I do is better than loops.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Fuck.
Don't make me call the dog. Oh, you my kid.
Oh, we got beat?
This next one's coming straight from the heart, making the lyrics up right off the top of my head.
Let me out. What you see is not the same person as me. My life's a lie. I'm not the one you're looking at. Let me out. Set me free. I'm really old. This isn't me. My real body's slowly dying in a vat. Is anybody listening?
Of the Passover and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box, and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them. And when they heard
more Smashing Pumpkins fan fiction.
Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Cool, cool, cool. Cool.
Baby Yoda, baby Yoda, sipping soup like a father. Got the girls on the gram like damn. Look at baby Yoda with his little coat on. Baby Yoda, baby Yoda, sipping soup like a father. Got the girls on the gram like damn. Look at baby Yoda with his little coat on. Have you seen a baby?
Techno! that good music.
What?
Too bad.
What? $20 in my pocket. I'm good for a come up. This is awesome.
Dash walk into the club like, what up? I got a big. Nah, I'm just pumped up by some from a dress shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. People like,
damn, it's a cold ass honky.
Rolling the hella D, headed to the mezzanine. Resting all pink, got my ghetto shoes. Those are green, draped on the left from me. Girl standing next to me. I probably should wash this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But it was 99 cents. I got confident watching it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking them. But me and Grudge are fucking with. I am stepping in Boston and saving my money in the mail. I'm happy that's a bargain. I'ma take it grandpa style. I'ma take it grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I have a hand me down?
Thank you.
The large jumpsuit and some house slippers. I took it down. Leather jacket that I found bigger. I had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought an e-board. Hello, hello, my ace, Mabel Mello. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hello, I could take some pro wit, make him cool. So dope, the sneaker heads will be like,
he got the Velcro. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in
like,
my pocket.
On top of that, it's off tempo. This is like a really amazing performance, top to fucking bottom.
Awesome.
Sweet.
still mad about the ringtone remix. Maybe mad isn't the word. Maybe it's disappointed. I'm unhappy about it. It's not good. It's no good. It took a good song that has good lyrics and made it bad. It's bad. It's bad now. They made, like, here you go. Here's this remix. We got these people on it, and guess what? It's not good now. It's not how it's supposed to go. It's supposed to be like, hey, we did this thing, it's different / better. Maybe. But instead, it's like, ah, this is... We did this thing, it's not good anymore. We did this thing and made it bad. Pretty cool. Ugh!
Let me go out. Like a whisper of a song. Let me go out. The hands that know you more.
fucking terrible. I knew this was going to be shit, but oh my god. Beast mode. Yeah, man. Yeah, bro. Let's play shooters.
I'm shit, it's Mr. Wet Face.
To be a comedian because I wanted to make people laugh, and I figured out how to do that, combine it with making beats and rap. I think I'm gonna stick around a while. I also think I should put a video or two up and prove to my 67 subscribers that I'm not a fucking screw up. I'm a joker, pimp, and get to know me. The rap game, Homer Simpson, all with rap so stupid dope that I get dough for spitting. I've got some nifty blueprints to bring you beats and skits and music so you can get drunk or high or something and laugh and listen to it. It's my job here to bring the entertainment, and I'm here to bring the fire. But if you don't like it because you don't vibe with it, don't you dare call me a liar. I'm a rapper, you need to be safer. A producer and a writer. I'm here to talk to
this people is intensely
that
bad.
And all of my subscribers. I'm probably gonna do some vlogs and shit. I still haven't decided. I love the rap game, and I'm here to bring some new.
I love the rap game. Word, Playboy.
I was walking down the street in Philadelphia in 1785 when I met up.
Sculpture to change the look of a room.
Yes.
You can use sculptures to change the look of the inside of your home as well.
Great.
A lot of the same elements that you can use in the garden to make it more reflective of your personal taste can also be used indoors. to make your home feel more comfortable and cozy for you.
Yeah, cozy.
If you
That's
want your home to express your own personal style,
cozier.
Or if you just want to change the look of your home without spending a fortune, you can do it with some great sculptures. Here are 10 ways that you can use sculpture to change the look of your home. 1. Sculpted lamps. Nothing changes the look of a room like a high-quality lamp. Aside from giving light, lamps are a great focal piece that can really center a room. Add an accent lamp or a pair of lamps that are made from unique sculptures, and your old furniture and decor will suddenly look brand new and different. 2. Mirrors. Mirrors brighten a room and give the illusion of more space. Using a mirror that has a unique sculpted base or frame can also add a unique touch of personality to the room.
I'm gonna get a mirror.
Mirrors set into wrought iron frames are a very popular way to change the look of a particular room. 3. Clocks. Sculpted clocks are a great focal point for a room, especially hand-carved grandfather clocks or small decorative folk art clocks. The more unique the clock is, the more you will change the look of the room. Just make sure the clock isn't so unique that it doesn't go with anything else in the room.
That's a good point. This one looks like a rock hard dick.
4.
Is that cool?
Screens. Room dividing screens are an elegant way to fix a space problem and add a touch of artistic flair to a room.
I've got a lot of space
hand
problems.
Hand carved wooden screens or screens that are hand painted are very popular.
That's not sculpture.
So are wrought iron screens that have photo sculptures or photo collages in the center.
Got it.
5. Wall art. There are hundreds of different kinds of wall sculptures that you can use to make your home more comfortable and more unique. Metal sculptures, wall sconces, hand-carved shelves, photo installations, and other types
sconces.
Of wall art can be functional and beautiful at the same time. Custom wall art is a great option if you want to make sure that you have a one-of-a-kind piece or sculpture for your
some
home.
Wall art. It's a photo of Rick
Choose
Claire
classical
I bought
pieces
off eBay.
Like wrought iron Victorian-style sculptures or modern sculptural pieces that take up an entire wall or anything in between. The possibilities are practically limitless when it comes to changing the look of your home using sculptural wall art. 6. Architectural elements. Just like in the garden, you can use architectural elements like sculpted arches, brackets, columns, and pedestals to define a space or add visual interest. These architectural elements are fabulous in studio apartments or open houses to define set spaces and make the space feel more structured. 7. Tables. Nothing will change the room as fast as a large sculpted coffee table or a few sculpted
end tables. I need some sculpted ladders.
The type of art that you use in a room really sets the tone for the rest of the room, and using sculpted elements adds artistic flair and personality to a room. 8. Statues. You probably don't want an 8-foot-tall reproduction of Michelangelo's David statue in your living room. However,
the fuck
some cute
I don't.
Small concrete or stone statues can add a lot of personality to a room. If you have a love of frogs, then placing a concrete frog statue on a bookcase or peeking out from behind the closet door can add some fun to the room.
I love fun.
Do you love rabbits, deer, or other animals? Add some statues
asking?
Of them to the room. Would you love to have a dog or cat, but you can't have a pet in your home? Get sculpted pets so that your home feels more comfortable.
Yeah, that's...
9. Fountains.
What?
Fountains are beautiful sculptures to bring indoors. If you love modern art, you can choose
you
a simple fountain that has a slab of sculpted marble or other stone. If you like something a little more ornate, you can choose a more classical design that has some statues or other classical design elements. Fountains aren't just beautiful to look at, they can really help you relax and make your home more peaceful. Studies have shown that having a fountain in your bedroom can help you sleep better. Replace the TV in the bedroom with a wall-sized fountain, and chances are good that you'll notice a definite increase in the amount and quality of sleep you get. 10. Aquarium sculptures. While most people don't really consider aquariums to be sculptural pieces, they definitely can be. If you have a large aquarium with a Greek-style stone, hand-carved base, that will definitely change the look of a room. Or commission a local artist to create a beautiful, hand-carved wooden base for an aquarium that you can use as an additional storage, too. Love a more modern look? Have an aquarium set into a modern piece of art, or even into one of your walls to create a fantastic modern sculptural look.
Yeah, I bought this painting and then
room.
I cut a hole in it and put a fish tank in there.
These are just
there.
A few ideas that you can use
Fuck
as
y'all.
A starting point to bring sculpture into your home and make the time you spend at home more relaxing and more peaceful. If you want truly unique pieces to decorate your home and garden, or if you want to help other people find that perfect sculpture for their homes and gardens, you can learn how to make your own sculptures.
What? Just no info on that, though. Inspired by that same Greek excellence. I'll be alone and dancing, you know it, baby.
Mr. Magnet.
Get that dildo out of your ass and answer the phone already.
Whoa. All right, here's my new ringtone. Let's roll that back one more time. Phone's ringing.
Get that dildo out of your ass and answer the phone already.
I will not. Good. That's my take on that. It does not make me angry or disappointed the way the ringtone remix does, but it's no good nonetheless. I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna drink a lot of water. And that's my whole plan. It's my entire plan. Let's do this again in the morning.